Welcome to the Maplewood Nazarene Podcast. Our faith family meets at 110 Longview Avenue in Springfield, Ohio on Sundays at 10:30 a.m. At Maplewood, we're learning to love God and learning to love others. For more information, visit our website at maplewoodnazarene.org or find us on Facebook. Now, it's time for this week's message.
I went looking at the store. Part of my role in our household is to do most of the shopping, which means I get to spend all the money, right? Is that what that means? I do spend a lot of the money doing the shopping, though, And this week, while I was doing my shopping, and I love ClickList, I love the online options, I spend so much less time in the store, but I was looking on the Kroger app, which is where my go-to, for a special box of chocolates, a special box of candy, chocolate candy this week, and Kroger didn't have it, so go-to number two, I went to the Walmart app. Walmart didn't have it. Number three, I went to Amazon. Like, if all else fails, you can go to Amazon, right? I went to Amazon and couldn't find it either. I know it's kind of hard to see, but there's this special Hershey's pot of gold. I don't know if you can see that, but usually I buy it at the holidays in honor of my late dad, who always felt like you absolutely could not have a Christmas family gathering without a special box of chocolates. And it is seasonal, sadly. I finally did find it on Amazon. It took some doing. I typed in several things and could not find it, but finally found it on Amazon. I usually pay about $10 for this at Christmas time. Guess how much it was on Amazon? It was $20, so it's right in between those two. And I'm like, sticker shock, $20. How badly do I want this box of chocolates? That was a lot more than I expected. I did not get it, even though I really wanted it. Thank you for blessing my heart, Lorraine. I feel blessed because I know she meant it. I didn't get it. Apparently, the Hershey pot of gold candy box is exactly seasonal and is a rare find in April. So, therefore, more valuable in April than it is in December, and higher in price, and much more than I paid for it this past Christmas. Now, if I would have just walked into Walmart and just found me a store employee, which can be challenging sometimes, but sometimes you just get lucky, and you find one, and I said, hey, I'm looking for a pot of gold, they would probably think that I didn't mean this, but instead maybe I meant this. Right? Or if I said, I'm looking for a pot of gold, maybe they think I meant this. Absolutely. Wilma loves her Lucky Charms. So every time I eat Lucky Charms, I think of Wilma, who enjoys them as a bedtime snack, right? Like an evening meal. Or if I said, I'm looking for a pot of gold, maybe they think I meant this. I don't think they carry that at Walmart. At Costco. Yeah, that's the real deal. That is like gold bars, right? They do carry this at Walmart. Now, I know it's really hard to see, but this is, for a minute, you're going to feel like you're on the shopping channel. This is a 14 karat gold, 20 inch chain available at Walmart for $407.62. I thought that was a lot for Walmart. I mean, I'm thinking like, you know, $29.99, $407.62. That's a lot of dough to spend at Walmart for an itty-bitty little box from Walmart. Now, if I was going down the street to the jewelry store, I probably wouldn't feel the same way. But from Walmart, why is it so expensive? Well, we all know why it's so expensive, because it's 14 karat gold. And there's quite a bit of it in this chain. It's 20 inches, and it's not like just a single chain. It has like links, so it uses more gold. Gold is valuable. Gold is precious, even at Walmart, folks, where lesser metals are going to tarnish and probably turn your neck green at some point. Gold will last probably your lifetime, right? So what does good chocolate, leprechauns, and gold jewelry have to do with today's sermon? Well, I promise I really am going to get to that. I'm going to get to that. So if you will endeavor to stay with me, we're going to get there together this morning. So take your Bibles or your device that you're going to read your Bible on this morning, and we're going to turn to Psalm 16. So Psalm 16, if you've got a hard copy Bible here, is not too hard to find. If you go about to the middle of your Bible and open it up, you're going to land somewhere around the Psalms. Psalm, it starts with a P. P-S-A. That's right, Andrew. Very good. If you're on Isaiah, you need to go back a bit. And if you landed somewhere around Job, then you need to go forward a little bit. And we are on Psalm chapter 16 today. Psalm 16. I'm reading from the NLT this morning, and I know I often read from the NIV, but today I really wanted to use the New Living Translation. I use this year, the Bible that I selected to use for my own personal time as an NLT, and this is the one that I'm going to read to you today, but follow along in your translation. Psalm 16, a psalm or a miktam of David. Keep me safe, O God, for I have come to you for refuge. I said to the Lord, you are my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Lord, you alone are my inheritance, my cup of blessing. You guard all that is mine. The land you have given me is a pleasant land. What a wonderful inheritance. I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. No wonder my heart is glad and I rejoice. My body rests in safety, for you will not leave my soul among the dead, or allow your Holy One to rot in the grave. You will show me the way of life, granting me the joy of your presence and the pleasures of living with you forever. The word of the Lord. If you look at the heading of this psalm, in some translations, it uses this word that we're not familiar with. And the word is miktam. And I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but Andrew's going to show it to us on the next slide. Miktam. In the NLT, at the top, it says a psalm of David, and then there's a little footnote, and when you go down to the footnote, it says a miktam of David. In your translation, perhaps it says that at the very top. This is an unusual word and not one probably that you have heard unless you have been studying the Psalms. It's a Hebrew word, and it means gold. Yeah, it means gold. There are six psalms in the Bible labeled miktams. And again, even Bible scholars are not 100% sure of what this designation means, but some thinks it means that these are golden psalms. So like in the Old Testament hit parade, these psalms were akin to the top-selling gold downloads on Apple Music, right? Yeah, I know some of you aren't there. So go back to top selling records on the hit parade, right? Yes. Some think that that's what the miktam designation means. Some think that the designation means that they would have taken these psalms and in Bible times actually engraved them onto tablets of stone, some made of something. I don't know that they said tablets of gold, although that would really be serious. But they felt that they were so important that they wanted to keep them long term so that they would engrave them on a stone tablet. Some think that this designation indicates that the psalm is just really valuable and it contains especially valuable teachings. Some people think it's actually a music term, that it designates something about music or form. We're not 100% sure, but no matter which of these thoughts is right, we can know this. This psalm is part of the word of the Lord. Amen? And more than once in Scripture, we are reminded that God's word to us, God's people, those words are more precious than gold and sweeter than honey. In today's vernacular, we could say God's word is richer than Hershey's pot of gold. More satisfying than Lucky Charms, although they are pretty satisfying. And God's word is way more precious than a $400 gold chain from Walmart, and maybe even, definitely even more precious than those little tiny blue Tiffany boxes full of gold jewelry. We know that God's word is precious to us. Amen? Now, I told you I'd make that link, and see, here you are, still with me. So today we're going to look at this golden psalm, and I want you to know that there is a lot of value contained therein, so much so that there's no way we could cover it all today. In fact, this psalm is not only about us, but if you read it really deep, this psalm actually is a prophetic psalm and points us in many regards to the Savior that has yet to come in the time period it was written, but has long ago come in our time. Amen? We're not even going to get to that today, but it's in there. There's a lot of gold in this psalm. A person who endeavors to mine some gold out of this psalm would not have to work too hard. And there's a lot there. And we're just going to mine a little bit of gold out of it today. So I hope you still have your Bible open or your device open. And we're going to look at a couple of the little gold nuggets that are contained in Psalm 16. And let's reread 1 through 4. Reread 1 through 4. Keep me safe, O God, for I've come to you for refuge. I say to the Lord, you're my master. Every good thing I have comes from you. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. We're going to start mining right there. What kind of gold do you see in those verses? You see something already, don't you? There's quite a bit there. Verse 1, God is our refuge. Oh, I love that. A refuge, a place of safety, a place where we are protected and cared for. Makes me think of that old, old song, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. That's a golden truth. And there's some gold in verse 2. I said to the Lord, you are my master. What does it say? You are my master. Pastor Joe's been preaching on that for six weeks, yes. Mining the truth of the authority of Jesus in our daily lives and how important it is. And then the back half of that verse that says, every good thing I have comes from you. Every good thing that you and I experience in this life, that's a gift of God. We should be thankful, right? From the rising of the sun to the setting of the same, we should be thankful. I could talk about that all day long. But instead, we're actually going to look at verses 3 and 4 today and see what kind of gold we can find right there. The godly people in the land are my true heroes, says verse 3. I take pleasure in them. I see some gold there, actually a gold mine of something very valuable and lasting. The NLT says, godly people in the land are my true heroes. But if you go to the Message, which I enjoy comparing sometimes translations, and if you go to the Message, it says this, these God-chosen lives all around me, what splendid friends they make. That's a different way to think about it, isn't it? These God-chosen lives all around me, what splendid friends they make. In a nutshell, I think this psalm is reminding us that it matters who our friends are. I'm not preaching to teenagers here, am I? But yes, I am preaching to teenagers, but I'm also preaching to grown-ups. It matters who our friends are. It matters who we spend the lion's share of our time with, because our friends have a strong influence on us, right? We talk about this with teenagers all the time. We talk about it with kids. I've raised three sons. Yeah, that was on our radar often. We say to parents, be careful who you let your kids hang out with, and rightly so, because young people are easily influenced sometimes to negative and destructive behavior. But let's be real. So are adults. Yeah. So are adults. Teens, we're right there with you. We are right there with you. We are just as vulnerable to the old adage, show me your friends and I'll show me your future. Yeah. When our friends are following after Christ, then we're more likely to follow after Christ. When our friends are in the Word and excited about the Word and reading the Word, then you know what? We're more likely to be in the Word and excited about the Word and reading the Word. That's why we have these small groups that are going on, grow groups, because we're encouraging one another to get into the Word. When our friends are faithfully participating in the healthy life of a church, the way we're told to in the Gospels, then we're more likely to faithfully participate in the healthy life of a church. When our friends are endeavoring to make Christ-like choices about work and about money and about relationships, then you guessed it, we're more likely to do the same. There is great evidence in our actual life, as well as in Scripture, that we who are following God, we need each other. We need each other. It's just a tiny little example here in Psalm 16, in that verse that we just looked at. The godly people in the land are my true heroes. I take pleasure in them. Or the message, these God-chosen lives all around, what splendid friends they make. We need each other to spur each other on to God's best for us. We need each other to be iron sharpening iron in each other's lives. Proverbs 27, as iron sharpens iron, we need to be that to each other. One of the reasons why the church even exists, and one of the reasons why Maplewood even exists, is that we need to be connected to each other in friendship and love so that we can help each other stay on the path of spiritual growth that God has called us to. And that is a golden truth. As the NLT says in verse 3, there's great pleasure in pursuing this journey together, in helping each other, in encouraging each other, in being true brothers and sisters together in Christ. That is one of the good things of this life that he talked about in verse 2. And we know that every good thing in this life comes from who? It comes from God. And this is one of the gifts. That's right. Every good thing I have comes from you, God, including the fellowship of my brothers and sisters in faith. It is precious like gold. Verse 4 actually gives a direct contrast to the friend verse, verse 3. Verse 4, troubles multiply for those who chase after other gods. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. Now the psalmist has moved to the flip side and is speaking not of those in the world and those who are in our circles who are following after Christ, but those who are not following after Christ. And he says the first thing, nothing but trouble, trouble, and more trouble comes from following the unhealthy ways of a broken world. I've experienced that in my life. Trouble, trouble, and more trouble because I wasn't doing what God called me to do. When a person is walking in the way of the world, then trouble's going to stick to them like glue and multiply like mad. Let's look at that verse one more time. I will not take part in their sacrifices of blood or even speak the names of their gods. I really believe here we're seeing this universal and timeless truth. It was true in the time that the psalmist wrote it, and it's also true today. There is much in this world that has the power to influence us, even adults, to sway us, to change us into something that is the exact opposite of God's good plan for us. The more we spend with these influences, the more vulnerable we can become to them. I believe the psalmist here is specifically speaking of the danger of allowing friends who are not following God to lead us into places we ought not to be, where we're more vulnerable to making all the wrong choices. And we all know that one wrong choice can easily lead to another wrong choice and to another wrong choice. And before you know it, you're somewhere you didn't intend to be, doing things you didn't intend to do, and you have officially entered into the danger zone, exactly what this psalm is speaking of. Does this mean I can't have friends who don't love Jesus? No, that's not what it means. Jesus befriended the lost at every turn. Amen? Every opportunity, Jesus befriended those who did not yet know and recognize him as Savior. And he didn't just befriend them, he loved them. He had compassion for them. This psalm does not mean that we have to avoid all those who do not yet know Christ or are not following his path. But remember, when Jesus befriended the lost and loved the lost and had compassion on the lost, the lost were never influencing Jesus. He was influencing them. Did you catch that? He was their true friend and truly loved them and truly had compassion on them. But the lost were never influencing Jesus. Jesus was influencing them. We can and should be a friend to every person that God places in our path. But we must have wisdom in who we allow to become the influencers in our life. Now that's gold. That was gold then and has gold now. That's a gold medal truth. We must have wisdom in who or what we allow to become the influencers in our life. Now, the word influencer is actually pretty hip these days. It's a very hipster word. Yes. If you are out on any kind of social media, if you're an influencer, you are famous. Like, people are watching you. They want to see what you're saying. They want to see what you're buying. They want to see what you're doing. They want to see what you're wearing. Influencers have a lot of power in the social media world. In today's culture, we don't even have to know somebody face to face to be influenced by them. Yeah. Now we can easily know someone through social media. In fact, some of the strongest influences in the world that we live in today are people maybe we've never met in person. But we have the opportunity to befriend them by consuming their content, be it through books or TV or social media. And I know there's always been some level of being able to do that, but boy, the ability to do that in the day that we're living right now is big, is big. Wouldn't that just be a little tidbit that would totally blow the psalmist's mind if he could know, and it was David? He maybe'd have to write a few extra verses here to cover the new developments in humanity. If I were going to paraphrase the gold that's contained in verses 3 and 4 of Psalm 16 today, I took a few minutes to jot it down. How would I paraphrase it for 2024 today? Here's my stab at it. The people I know in my life, whether I know them face to face like I know you, or whether I know them from consuming their media content, be it books, television, social media, all of these people influence me. The ones who love God and love others and encourage me to do the same, they're my heroes. Some of you, you love God and you love others and you encourage me to love God and love others. You're my heroes. You are. That's what the psalmist said. I love to spend time with those people. They make me want to grow in my walk with God and lean even harder into God's good plan for me. The ones who follow after paths that are not of God, I love them and I have compassion on them and I care about them and I want to be a good friend to them. But I need to be cautious that I could be vulnerable to following the misguided paths that perhaps they have chosen. May it be my goal to be rich in love for God and in love for people, while at the same time being wise in who I allow to influence my mind and spirit. And that's valuable advice. That's valuable advice. God's word is gold. God's word is sweeter than honey and more precious than gold. And that is a lasting truth. It's just as gold today as it was then. And it's right from the word of God. And yes, it's sweeter than chocolate and more satisfying than Lucky Charms and more precious than even that pile of real gold that we saw. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God.
Thank you for listening to the Maplewood Nazarene podcast. Maplewood Nazarene is affiliated with the Global Church of the Nazarene, a Wesleyan holiness denomination with congregations all across the world. If you are in Springfield, look us up at 110 Lawnview Avenue, or you can find us on Facebook or at www.maplewoodnazarene.org.